Please. And turn with me to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 2:15. Oh, I'm sorry, Sharon, I turned to the wrong chapter. It's 2:15, not 3:15. Go back one page in your Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 2. We finished the Discipling Church series, and we're between series, if we even are going to have another series, but praying about what the Lord would have me do on Wednesday nights. But this is what the Lord led for me this evening. I want to talk about the ready workman, the ready workman. 2 Timothy 2:15, the Bible says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The ready workman. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for each one that is here. And Father, also those that are listening online, pray that you bless each one. Help us all to understand this message. Excuse me. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us all to apply it to our lives. Please bless this time in your word and bless the prayer time afterwards. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Excuse me. Get a drink here. All right. First point this evening. After salvation, studying the Bible is a necessary prerequisite for a Christian to gain the approval of God. Did you know that studying the Bible is a necessary prerequisite for a Christian to gain or to have attained the approval of God? The verse says, excuse me, study to show thyself approved. Didn't have this much problem all day long. Didn't talk this much either. Sorry. To show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So, that verse indicates that we, after we're saved, are to study in order to be approved of the Lord. So what kind of approval are we talking about? Is it God being pleased with us? In what way? How is God pleased with us? Is it because we accepted Christ as our Savior? Is that the approval we're talking about tonight? Or is He pleased with us because we asked to have our sins washed away? That kind of approval? No, it's a different kind of approval, okay? We're not approved to God and presented to God in white raiment or anything like that. Approved in salvation is a different kind of approval. So we're not talking about an approval that allows us to go to heaven, okay? We're not talking about that kind of approval. This verse that we're looking at, 2 Timothy 2:15, is not talking about salvation or referring to salvation in any way. Okay, so we're not talking about working our way to heaven. Excuse me. We're not talking about working our way to heaven or getting merit to go to heaven in any way at all. This word approval is referring to the Lord being pleased, the Lord Jesus being pleased with the Christ-like growth of a Christian, not somebody who gets saved, but somebody who's already saved, okay? The Christ-like growth of a Christian whom Jesus has already saved. The verse is stating and showing us the way for Christians now to be pleasing to their Savior. This verse is not about how a person gets saved. So young people, I want us to understand that right off the bat, okay? We're not talking about approval to go to heaven. We're talking about approval that Jesus is pleased with His child, the child who is already His child. Excuse me. The phrasing here, though, the phrasing in this verse is stating that Bible knowledge, Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It's stating that Bible knowledge and properly interpreting the scripture is how a Christian begins to show himself to have earned the approval of God. In other words, how much of Christ does a Christian know about? How much of Christ do you know about? And therefore, how much like Christ does your life look like? How much of your life have you adjusted to look like Jesus' life? And if studying the Bible gains the approval of God, and applying the Bible to our life gains the approval of God, then the opposite must also be true as well, therefore. The opposite must also be true. Those who do not add Bible knowledge to their life after salvation have not earned God's approval. Okay? So if we get saved and we say, well, that's good enough for me, I'm on my way to heaven, and I'll just go to church and I'll sit in the pew and I'll act like a good Christian. And whatever I soak in at church, that's good enough. God will be pleased with me. This verse says, no, that's not pleasing to God. That's not the way God wants a Christian to behave. God wants a Christian to search out the scriptures for himself. Okay? So if we don't add to our faith knowledge, Bible knowledge, then we are not pleasing to the Lord Jesus Christ. God wants us to add Bible knowledge to our faith. Study to show ourselves approved unto God. Okay? Personal Bible knowledge is primarily gotten, in other words, the word primarily means mostly gotten from reading and studying the Bible for ourself. Okay? Most of our Bible knowledge as we grow older comes primarily from reading the Bible for ourselves. We get a lot of Bible knowledge in church. We get a lot of Bible knowledge during family devotions. We perhaps get a lot of Bible knowledge at school, at homeschool maybe. But you get more Bible knowledge when you read the Bible for yourself. Okay? That's primarily as you grow older, that is where most of your Bible knowledge should come from. And if you are faithfully reading your Bible, most of your Bible knowledge will come from there. Okay? And if you aren't faithfully reading your Bible, then you are missing out on the primary source of Bible knowledge. Okay? So we need to be reading our Bibles. Our primary Bible knowledge should not come from coming to church and sitting in the pew. If that is where we get most of our Bible knowledge, then that is much too slow. Much too slow. Once or twice a week, you come to church and you hear a sermon, and then all week long, you live life and you do the things that hopefully you're supposed to do. But if you aren't reading your Bible for yourself, one or two or three sermons a week does not cut it as far as learning the Bible. Learning the Bible at church is a much too slow of a method for a Christian to learn the Bible. And nor will a person apply very much of what they hear publicly to their personal life. It's really easy to excuse what you hear in a sermon publicly. Oh, well, the preacher's talking to so-and-so today. He's not really talking to me. That doesn't apply to me. That applies to somebody over there. Excuse me. It is much harder to excuse the Holy Spirit of God talking to you personally during your personal Bible reading than it is to excuse it during a church service. Okay? So most of our growing would actually happen during personal devotions rather than at church. Most of our growing in the Lord. Studying and reading on our own privately will cause much faster growth in a Christian's life. And the approval of God here, the approval of God is directly connected to Bible knowledge and applied Bible knowledge in our life. First, it says to study. Well, what does it mean to study? Well, reading is the beginning of studying, right? If we're not reading the Bible every day, there's no hope of ever studying the Bible. But the Bible says study it. Study to show thyself approved unto God. The Lord wants us to study His Word. If we're not reading it, we're certainly not studying it. So we should be reading God's Word every day. That's the first step toward being obedient to this verse. What does it mean to study something? Well, if I say I have studied something, then that means I have a pretty good understanding of the entire subject, a pretty good understanding of the entire teaching. I have studied such and such. I know pretty much, maybe not all of it, but pretty much all there is to know about a certain subject. And you don't have to know everything, and it's probably impossible to know everything about a certain subject. But if you've studied something, you have a well-rounded knowledge of that subject. That's what it means to study something. You know about a topic. You know about a subject. And a ready workman, you and I are supposed to be that ready workman, a ready workman can explain Bible topics or Bible ideas from start to finish if he has studied them out. Okay, that if you can tell me about getting saved from start to finish, then you have a good working knowledge. You probably have studied it a little bit. You've studied salvation. You know about salvation. And just because you've studied it once doesn't mean you shouldn't ever study it again, by the way. Okay? But that's what the idea of I have studied something means. I can tell you about it. I can tell you about it from start to finish. I know pretty much, in general, about this topic. Okay? So if you studied something, then you could tell me something. You could tell me about the love of God or the peace that passes all understanding, some topic of the Bible, if you have studied something. And then the Bible says not only to study, but it says in the end of the verse, rightly dividing the word of truth. What does that mean? Rightly dividing the word means that the interpretation that we apply to the Scripture is in agreement with the rest of all of Scripture. It is divided. The Bible is divided equally against itself. It is compared equally against itself. It has the right interpretation against itself. That is rightly dividing the Word of God. And the inference of the whole verse, study to show thyself proved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. It doesn't come right out and say this, but the whole verse infers something. The whole verse implies that the workman has applied the Scriptures that he has studied to his own life. Okay? It's not just, I know about a subject, I don't have anything to do with that subject myself, but that's an interesting subject the Bible covers, but I don't do anything about it myself. No, that's not. The verse is implying, the whole verse is inferring that, I'm not sure which way is the right way to say that now, inferring or implying. Anyway, but it is implying that you take the subject and you apply it to your life. You take the subject and apply it to your life. Not that you just studied something without it affecting you. Okay? So a ready workman has studied topics of the Bible, hopefully most of the Bible, and applied it to himself. Okay? Not only does he know it, he's living it out. He's a ready workman. Okay? So the studying the Bible is a necessary prerequisite for a Christian to gain the approval of God. Secondly, the ready workman uses one book as his sole authority. Sole meaning the only authority. The only authority for all doctrine, faith, and practice. And the ready workman knows how to use that book well. Turn with me to 1 Timothy now. 1 Timothy 4:13. 1 Timothy 4:13. The Bible says here, Paul is speaking to Timothy, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. And then verse 15 says, meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. I want us all to be ready workmen. That is why I'm sharing this message with you this evening. And I want the young people to get a burden for becoming a ready workman themselves. Okay? But the ready workman uses one book, the Bible, as his only authority for all doctrine, faith, and practice, and the ready workman knows how to use that book well. Paul says, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Notice that everything a workman is going to do for the Lord has something to do with this book, with the Bible. He's supposed to read from the Bible. He is supposed to exhort, challenge others, encourage others, perhaps preach to others from a certain book. He teaches. You don't have to be a man. You could be a mother. You could be the older sibling that teaches the doctrine of a certain book, the Bible. The ready workman must be careful to teach only the Bible's teachings in order to be able to lead souls to salvation. It says in verse 16, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, talking about the doctrine found in this book, the Bible, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. So because of the faith of this book, you have salvation, and others that you share this book with can have salvation too. But everything a workman is going to do or can do or should do for the Lord somehow involves using this book. And it says, till I come, give attendance to. What does that mean, give attendance to? Well, that phrase in Greek could also be interpreted. Not that it should have been interpreted, but just to give you more definitions of what it means. Give attendance to means to apply oneself to. It means to pay attention to. It means to be given to doing this. It means to allow your mind to be holden towards these things. To be leaning towards doing these things. That's where your mind dwells. Ready to do these things. Or thinking about doing these things. Give attendance to reading. To exhortation. To doctrine. Okay, we're to apply ourselves to reading. Whoa, reading God's Word. If you know how to read, then you should be reading God's Word. If you don't know how to read, then you should be learning how to read so that you can read God's Word. Okay, so give attendance to reading the Bible. It's important. It's very important. Give attendance to exhortation. Give attendance to doctrine. And these verses give us a list of things that we are to do with the Bible. Here, first thing, give attendance to reading. We're to read it, right? We are to read it. We are to exhort from it. Give attendance to exhortation. And that would include preaching. That would include encouragement. That would include challenging somebody. All those types of things. Exhorting from it. And that would include teaching it. Give attendance to exhortation and to doctrine. So exhortation and doctrine both would include teaching the principles of the Word of God, especially the doctrine of the Word of God. And then it says in verse 15, meditate upon these things. We are to meditate upon the Bible. We are to think about what a verse means and think about it for a while. Take one verse with you to work and think about what the verse is telling you all day long. Meditate upon these things. Take a verse before you shut off your light at night and memorize a phrase or an entire verse if you can. And then as you're laying there, think about what that means, what God intended it to mean to you and I. Meditate upon God's Word. And these next two are not specifically mentioned. But if you give yourself wholly to these things, holy to the Bible, in other words, and to the teaching of the Bible, then these two things will be included. You'll memorize it. You'll memorize the Word of God. Okay? And you will pray over it. You will pray that God will help you understand it. You will pray that God will help you to apply it to your life. You will pray that it will be something that you will remember, that He will help you to memorize His Word. You will pray over it. Memorize it and pray over it. Meditate upon it. All these things we're told. The ready workman is prepared and does these things. Prepared to do these things and does these things. And lastly, the ready workman does not grow tired of his book. Turn with me to Matthew 13. Matthew 13. The ready workman does not grow tired of his special book. The one book that he is supposed to use and be dealing with on a daily basis, he does not grow tired of using that book. Excuse me. His attitude toward that book is one of, this is my cherished possession. This is my cherished possession. This is my cherished treasure. And indeed, it is a treasure. Matthew 13 and verse 52 says this. Jesus is speaking. Then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. So a ready workman, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, that would be a ready workman, is like unto a man that is an householder. The father of a house, or the owner of a castle maybe, somebody that has lands and holdings, and he is the owner of them. And that person, that householder, bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. That is what you and I, as ready workmen, are when we think about our Bible. We are ready workmen, and when we take our Bible, we should bring out of this treasure house treasure that is new, both new and old. It is a treasure box. It is a treasure chest. The old stories that you know so well, all the ones that you were taught when you were a little kid, and you've known them ever since you were a child, teeny tiny, your first memories of the Bible, those old stories, those truths of the Word of God, should never become mundane to us. They are priceless treasure. Okay? They are priceless treasure that the workman, the ready workman, can pull out of his treasure chest and stand back and gaze at and wonder over. Wonder over. Salvation should never be something that becomes boring to a believer. Either to study salvation, to share salvation, or to listen to a salvation message in a sermon. Salvation should never become something that we are bored with. We should be able to take the idea, the principle of salvation, and pull it out of the Bible and to gaze over and ponder over and awe over. That God loved me enough to die for me. Wow. These things should never grow old. They should never become mundane. They should be precious treasure to the Christian. You should still be able to gaze in awe at the fact, the simple but profound fact, that God saved you. God saved you. You should be able to stand in awe at that fact. The truths you learned right after you were saved, those oldest truths that you know, if you will, those precious old promises that you first had and they were special to you when you got saved, they should be cherished old heirlooms. After all, they are indeed the promises of God, are heirlooms to the child of God. They are our inheritance from our Heavenly Father. They should be that way. They should be cherished old heirlooms. They should be considered priceless possessions that you and I possess. Certainly they should never become boring. The Bible should be like a treasure chest that we pull out of our cupboard and we open the top and we stand back and just, wow. And we can see the first layer. But there's more underneath that first layer, and so you pull back the next layer. Whoa! There's something I haven't seen for a long time. What is that? I remember that. Wow, that's so precious. That's what the Bible should be like. It should not be boring. The ready workman, that's how the ready workman looks at the Bible and views the Bible. A treasure box of precious, precious truths, priceless truths. And the ready workman should always be searching his treasure box, the Bible, for a new treasure that he hasn't seen for many, many years maybe, or that he has never seen. A treasure in his treasure box has been laying there, and he just didn't notice it because everything else was so beautiful and so precious and so shiny. Truly, the gift of salvation and all that salvation means because of eternity is a treasure all its own that has no end. But because of salvation, we have never found the bottom of God's treasure box. We've not come close to it. As we have dug through the Word of God and seen His precious treasure, we have not yet gotten to the bottom. There's still more. There's still more to be found. Keep digging. Keep digging and see what God has for you, what God has given to you in your treasure box, the Word of God. And when you find something, some awesome truth, that workman, you and I, ought to bring it out and hold it up to our loved ones and to our church and say, look what God showed me that He has given to me. And we can gaze in awe at the glory and the splendor of God and His promises, His Word. We're to be ready workmen that never grow tired of our special book. And the workman that truly is ready does not grow tired of the Bible. He wants to read the Bible. He desires to read the Bible. He wakes up and perhaps he doesn't read the Bible first thing in the morning, but he will read the Bible because he knows, I haven't read my Bible yet today, and I'm going to go read my Bible at some point. But it is best to read it first thing in the morning. But even if you don't read it first thing, the ready workman will find, he will not forget to read his Bible. But studying the Bible, it's a necessary prerequisite. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Therefore, if I don't study, well, I won't be approved by the Lord. The Lord won't be very happy with me. I haven't tried to find the treasures that God has given to me in His Word, the promises that belong to me. God has given us so many precious promises. It would be a shame if I never found half of them. The ready workman uses his one book. It's his sole authority. He knows how to use his book well. He knows how to use his book well. He uses it for reading, for exhorting, for teaching, for meditation, for memorization. He uses it to pray over. And he never grows tired of his book. He never grows tired of his book. There's always something new to find. There's always something old to wonder over. Are we a ready workman? Are you a ready workman? If you stood before the Lord tonight and He looked and at your life and saw how much we have studied, would He say, you're approved? I approve of how well you know your Bible. You did a good job studying my Word. Would that be us? Would that be us? Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for your Word. Father, I pray that we'd be more diligent, more faithful, not only to read our Bibles, but to study our Bibles, to dig through it and find the gems and the gold that you left there for us, the precious treasure hidden in its pages. Thank you so much for giving your word to us, Lord. And Father, I pray that we would be faithful stewards of it, not only to study it and read it, but also to share it. Help us, Lord, to be sharing the gospel with others, giving others the opportunity, the chance to become a child of God like we are. We have freely received. Help us to freely give. Thank you for your word tonight. Bless it to each and every one that has heard this message. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.